Okay, today's daf is Yud Zayin. We're going to start at the bottom, about 13 lines from the bottom, at the two dots. Hiktir shumshum le'echol shumshum. Okay, what are we talking about? Shumshum, right? Shumshum generally means sesame. The size of sesame seed is quite small. So the understanding here is we're talking about you burn a teeny little bit of the kmitza with the intent.
I don't know how you could manage to burn
how you can you take a teeny little crumb, right? I was actually wondering if the Hebrew word shum comes from shum shum. I have no idea. Anyone who wants to look that up, feel free to let us know. Because that's what they're really saying. They're using the word shum shum to talk about something that's almost nothing, right? So we're saying here, if you take a little bit of the kmitza to burn it in order to eat a teeny little bit of the shirayim tomorrow, which is going to be pigul because you're not allowed to eat the shirayim, the leftovers, tomorrow. Ad shekala komets kulo. So now what do? You keep burning a teeny bit at a time with the intent, I'm going to eat a teeny bit tomorrow. And you keep thinking about a different teeny bit each time. So in the end, you cover everything. It's just that at each moment, you don't have enough of a shiur to be actually thinking about it, to actually mess it up. So we're going to have a three-way machloket. Rav Chista, v'Rav Hamnuna, v'Rav Sheshet. Chad amar pigul, chad amar pasul, v'chad amar kasher, right? What are our options? Either it's pigul and you get karet, or it's pigul in the sense it disqualifies it, but you don't get karet. It's more like pigul derabanan. Or it's actually kasher. It's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with this. So the suggested reading in the beginning is they're going to have one possible way of understanding the three-way machloket, and then they're going to say, oh, no, that doesn't work. And then they'll come up with a different way.
Is shumshum intended to mean anything less than kezayit, anything less than chatzit
kezayit? So no, they mean like a little bit. We're going to see later that they talk about maybe there's a difference between this and like a chatzit shir. That maybe a chatzit shir is already significant, right, which is interesting because usually you say a shir is significant. Anything less than that isn't. But it comes up in the whole sugya of Yom Kippur, the chatzit zayit, right? If you eat a chatzit zayit on Yom Kippur, is that an issue or not? You know, how do we view chatzit zayit? And that there's an assumption that there's a range. It's not just, oh, the shear and less than the shear, but there is something in terms of a significant less than a kezayit and an insignificant less than a kezayit. This is clearly insignificant. Otherwise, it just would have said chatzit zayit. Okay, there's obviously a difference. So, Rav Chista, Rav Hamnuna, Rav Sheshet. There's a three-way machloka between the three of them. We don't know who says what. Chad amar pigul, chad amar pasul, chad amar kasher. So, lema, why don't we suggest the man amar pigul ki Rabbi Meir. We already saw this machloket about a chatzi matir. If you have a pigul machshava when you're only in half of the matir, there's two materium and this is only one of them, Rabbi Meir is going to say that's still pigul, you get karet, and Chachamim say it's not. So we're going to say that maybe we view each shum shum, off each time you offer a bit of the offering, that's like a chatzi matir. Okay, so if you're Rabbi Meir, you're going to say, we don't care if it's chatzi matir, it's still pigul and you get karet. And Chachamim are going to say, it's pasul, but you don't get karet for it. Okay, so maybe that's the machloket. Now, what about the third opinion? Uman damar kasher ki Rebbe. The one who says kasher is like Rebbe. Now, what's Rebbe? We learned this a few dapim ago. The Rebbe said if you shecht, we're back to the kivsei atzeret on Shavuot, you slaughter two lambs and then it matirs the two breads to eat. So if while you're slaughtering one lamb, you think, I'm going to eat a chatzi zayit of one of the loaves, you don't have enough of a shear for achila. And then you say, when you slaughter the other lamb, which is you have a chatzi matir and a chatzi shear, right? Which is the kind of the same here. Each time you do a shumshum, it's like a chatzi matir, right? Because it's not enough. And each time you say, I'm going to eat a shumshum, it's only a chatzi zayit. So there, what does he say? If you have, each time you have in mind, you take a different lamb, you shecht it with the intent to eat one loaf, but only a chatzi zayit. And then you shecht the other one with the intent to eat a chatzi zayit of the other loaf. Since you don't have a full shear in each matir and in each loaf, in each time, it's kasher legamre. So why don't we say that this is like that? Okay, that's the first reading. But now they say, no. Mimai, Dilma, that these cases aren't comparable at all. And in the end, they're going to say maybe everybody would say that it's going to be Pigul in this case. Why? Ad kan lo ka'amar Rabbi Meir ha'tam ela dechishev b'shiuro. Aval hacha. Oh, sorry. Rabbi Meir would say it's not Pigul. Sorry, it was the opposite. Maybe Rabbi Meir says it's Pigul there because he was chishev b'shiuro. He had a full shiur of haktara. When he says a chatzi matir, he's talking about, let's say you want to be maktir the komets and not the Lavona, right? So while you're maktir the komets, or while you're shechting one of the lambs and not the other one, you have a machshava, but you have a full shiur of haktara. But when there's no full shiur of haktara, maybe he wouldn't say it's Pigul. Okay? That's possible. So we don't know what Rabbi Meir would say here. Aval hacha delo chishev b'shiuro, since you didn't have a machshava during a full shiur of burning, lo. Maybe he wouldn't say it's Pigul. Maybe with Rabbanan, ad kan lo ka'amri Rabbanan hatam. Why do Rabbanan say a chatzi matir is not going to be a Pigul, you know, with karet? Ella delo chishev lebekule matir. He only thought it during part of the matir, right? There were two matirim, and he only did it during one. Aval hacha dechishev lebekule matir. Here he had it during the entire burning. It's true that it was only a teeny bit of the burning, but it was during the burning, which the burning itself is a matir, the only matir. So hachanami de pigul. So maybe you would say also, right, that here it would actually be pigul. Va'ag kan lo kama Rebbe hatam, and maybe with Rebbe, when he said about the two kvasim, ela de lo hadr malya ma'oto avoda. To the end, each thought, when he filled in the shear there, and that's what happened, he had a shear of chatzi zayit while he was doing one shechita of one lamb, and then he did chatzi zayit when he was thinking about the other lamb, but he didn't fill up the shi'ur me'ota avodah. In the end, the eating, when he got to a full zayit of the eating, it was from one matir and a different matir. You can't combine those two. But here, when did he get up to a full machshava of the eating? When he eventually had enough machshavot of the shiraim, that shumshum plus the shumshum, right, eventually you can't actually measure a full kezayit of shumshum. So eventually, he got to a full shear with the same avodah. While he was doing the burning, he thought about and he added up all the shearim. So maybe he would actually say, maybe it would also be pigul. Therefore, ela, mandamar pigul divrei hakol. Mandamar pasul divrei hakol, mandamar kasher divrei hakol. So maybe you could say that each one was going according to all these shito, because really you could explain them in all different ways. And therefore, we have to come up with a different explanation. Manda amar kasher. Sorry, manda amar pigul divrei hakol. Right, so manda amar pigul divrei hakol. Kasavar derech achila bekach v'derech haktara bekach. And if you say it's pigul, maybe everyone would agree in this case, because why? People do actually burn things bit by bit. It's possible, right? You can burn things bit by bit. You could eat things bit by bit. People who eat like very little bits. I mean, it's not the most common thing. But you could still call that derech haktara and derech achila. And therefore, since eventually you're going to get to a kezayit of each, right, and a full burning and a full kezayit of the food, therefore, we're going to say it's pigul. Uman damar pasul, and the one who says, well, it's only midorabanan, there's no kare, but it is pigul, kasavar derech achila bekach ve'ein derech haktara bekach. Okay, this isn't the typical way of burning, but it is the typical way of eating. People could eat in this kind of manner, of bit by bit. So that means that eventually you'll have a full shear of achila, which would make it pigul. However, since your act of burning isn't really considered a full act, we're only going to say it's pigul midorabanan. Okay, and therefore, it's actually a whole machloket about whether there's haktara bepachot mikazayit, and this is where it gets into your question. Some people say this is according to the opinion that ein haktara pchuta mikazayit, and that's why we say ein derech haktara bekach. Some people say no, even if you say in that machloket yesh derech haktara bekach, people do burn bits, you know, pieces like chatzi zayit, they still wouldn't say it here because there's a difference between a chatzi zayit and the little bits. So even if you would say, yes, people would maybe burn less than shiur, but they wouldn't burn bit by bit by bit by bit, and therefore we're going to say the burning is problematic, but the eating is fine, and therefore we're going to call it a pigul machshava because your machshava about eating was a full shiur, but we're not going to call a pigul midoraita that you're going to get karet for it. And the last opinion, finally, we're going to say, I didn't read to the end. Right? It's like a mincha that wasn't actually burned. Umanda amar kasher divrei hakol. Right? If you say it's kasher and everyone would agree. Kasavar. Right? Obviously, the divrei hakol doesn't relate to the three people who are having the machloket. The divrei hakol relates to Rabbi Meir, Chachamim, and Rebbe that we brought up, that we tried to say is the machloket about. But here, it's going to be the opposite. Kasavar derech haktara bekach. It is a good burning. But why is it kasher? Because ein derech achila bekach. People don't eat in this manner, in which case you don't have a pigul machshava of eating. In order to have pigul, it has to be a kazayit of eating. And this is not called eating. What supports, by the way, this reading that people don't eat bit by bit by bit? But it's the same concept when we talk about if you have to bench on eating a kazayit. If you ate little bits and it wasn't within bichde achila pras, that's not even called achila. Right, so it's a little similar to that, and therefore it's not going to be pigul at all. Okay, now we're moving on to another thing, which is amrei charifei de pupadita. Okay, before we get to this, we should actually review a little because it'll help. And yud gimel amud aleph. If we turn back to the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the parak, we learned starts up hakometa tamincha with the intent lechol shiareh ola tir kumtza lemachar. Moder Rabbi Yossi shu pigul b'chayvim alav karet. We said, why do we have to tell us that? Obviously, that's the case, okay? You do it with the intent of the shirayim. But, lahaktir levonota lemachar. If while you're doing the kmitz of the mincha, you think about the levona. Remember, let's just review. You have your bowl of dough with the mincha dough. Then you mix it up together. You add the frankincense. You stick it on top. You move the frankincense to the side. So they end up in the same kli sharet. This is going to be an important factor. Then you dip your finger in. The Kohen does the kmitza. He puts his three middle fingers in, right? He swipes the sides. In the case where you need to swipe the sides. And then he takes it and he puts it in a kli sharet by itself, not with the lavona. He burns that and he burns the lavona in any order the burning can happen, right? But remember, when he takes the kmitza, before he takes the kmitza, he can't obviously burn the kmitza because the kmitza doesn't exist yet, right? And before he puts his fingers in, it's all one big mixture. And the frankincense is on top, and you can't burn the frankincense until the kmitza is done. Okay? So therefore, even though generally we say a thought about the when you're burning the kmitza, we learned yesterday, a thought about, I'm going to burn the lavona, right? We generally say that wouldn't really work, because that's also a chatzi matir, the burning of the kmitza. There's all sorts of issues. But here it says, when you're doing the kmitza of the mincha, and you intend that I'm going to burn the levona in the wrong time tomorrow. Rabbi Yossi says pasul ve'embo karet, v'chachamim omrim pigul, v'chayavim alav karet. And the assumption, although we'll challenge this a little bit today, is that the reason why they think this is because even though they're two different things, you're having a thought about the kmitza, while you're doing the kmitza, you're thinking about burning the levona, which is something different, we can, and it's, and what's the issue? They're both mitirim, because generally we say there's a concept that ein matir mefagel matir. One matir can't matir can't be cause another matir to become pigul. Normally, what we say when you're doing the kmitza, you think about eating the shirayim. That's because the kmitza matirs you, or the burning of the kmitza will matir you to eat the shirayim. The burning of the lavona will matir the shirayim. But since the kmitza matirs us to burn the lavona. Without doing the kmitza, you can't burn the lavona. So even though they're both mitirim, burning the lavona is also a matir, we can say that if you have a machshava about burning the lavona, that can count according to Chachamim. Rabbi Yossi thinks it doesn't. According to Chachamim, that can count because you're having the kmitza itself matirs us to burn the lavona. Without taking out the kmitza, you can't burn the lavona or the kmitza. So that's what it comes to taking the kmitza. But what about when you're burning the lavona? Okay? So I'm sorry, when you're burning the kmitza. In the burning of the kmitza, I already said, doesn't matter which you burn first. So the burning of the kmitza doesn't matir the lavona. So if you're having a machshava about the lavona while you're burning the kmitza, you say, while I'm burning the kmitza, I'm going to burn the lavona, chutz lizmana. Those are two mitirim. And in theory, it shouldn't work. But come the Harifei de Pumbedita, Rashi tells us who are they. There in Sanhedrin, it explains that's Ifa and Avime, who are the Bnei Rechava, who live in Pumbedita. So they said, Haktara mefagelet haktara. Okay? They say the burning of the kmitza, if you have an intent while you're burning the kmitza to burn the lavona in the wrong time, that is pigul, even though we technically have two issues here. One issue is, ein matir mefagel matir, and they're both mitirim. The kmitza doesn't, right, the burning of the kmitza doesn't matir us to burn the lavona. Only when you took the kometz did it work. But when you're burning it, it shouldn't work. And so they basically say, matir is mefagel matir. And the second problem is what we talked about yesterday, which is, if you're burning, they're both chatzi matirs, right? They're each without, why the chatzi matirs? What allows you to eat the shirayim? The burning of the kmitza and the burning of the lavona. So each is a chatzi matir. So according to Chachamim anyway, right, a chatzi matir is in pikul. So what do we say? Va'afilu l'rabanan da'amre, ein mefaglim b'chatzi matir. Hanemile, what does he mean? When we talked about the classic case of chatzi matir in Mincha, what did we say? While I'm burning the kmitza, I think I'm going to eat the shirayim in the wrong time. That's no good. Why? Because, okay, according to Chachamim, because it's a chatzi matir, and you haven't done anything to the lavona at all. The lavona is perfectly fine. But when you have a thought while you're burning the kmitza, according to Harifei de Pumbedita, and you think I'm going to burn the lavona chutz lizmana, you're including the lavona in your pigo machshava, and therefore we can consider that you've messed up the entire matir. Even though one was messed up by the act and one was messed up by the thought, we combine those. So that's what we're going to see here. So afilu l'rabanan d'amrei ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, hanimile hechad d'chashibei b'shirayim. That's when you had a thought about the shirayim, ulevona b'miltakayma, and the levona is intact and perfectly fine and you did nothing to it. And that's why you can't be mefagel there, because one part of the korban is perfectly perfect, the levona, and one part is messed up, which is the kmitza. That's only a chatzi matir. Aval hachad d'chishibei b'levona, since you thought and you messed up in your machshava, you said, I'm going to burn the lavona chutz lizmana, you basically messed up the entire korban, both the kmitza and the lavona, and that covers all your whole matir. So he views two things, like I said. One is, matir is mefagel matir, okay, in this case, and that's because he doesn't hold matir is mefagel matir in general, okay, but what is it, like, let's say you had I'll give you an example of a matir mavata to the two kvasim. So you think while you're shechting one, I'm going to shech the other, or let's say while you're sprinkling the blood of one, you think I'm going to sprinkle the blood of the other in the wrong time. So those are, or sorry, no, my mistake. While you're doing one, yeah, that would be it, right? Em matir mafagamata, that would be a case. You think I'm going to sprinkle the blood of the other, right? And since the zrika is a matir for each, that's not going to work, okay? But in this case, what's the chidush? That since they were both bekli sharet together, they're not separate mitirim. They're together, okay? Since you put the lavona into the kli with the mincha, it's not like these two kvasim that are two separate mitirim, okay? And therefore, they're different. So therefore, number one, in this case, matir would be mefagel matir. And number two, even if you say ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, that's only when your machshava is about something else. But if your machshava is about the other matir, we can use that, we can combine them, and it will be pigul. Okay? Amar Rava. So if the first thing after Harifei de Pupadita says this, Rava is going to prove Harifei de Pupadita, after we're going to have dissenting opinion. Amar Rava. Afana nami tanina. We can learn this from the Mishnah that we saw before. Zeha klav. Remember, what was the chidush here of Harifei Pupadita? That not just when you do the kmitza and you have a machshava about the lavona, is that going to mess you up? But even during the burning. Okay, now why the difference? Because the kmitza of the mincha matirs the lavona. So there it makes more sense to say that a pigo machshava about the lavona would mess it up, whereas here it's less likely. So here he comes and says, it says in this klal, kol ha-kometz v'notem b'kli v'amolich v'amaktir. Notice the list includes both the kmitza, taking of the kmitza, and the burning of the kmitza. Le'echol davar shedar kol le'echol u'laktir davar shedar kol laktir. Right, we saw this before, that any time you do any of these acts, with the intent to eat something that generally is eaten, or to burn something that's generally burned, chutz limkomo, and your thought is, I'm going to do it in the wrong place, it's pasul ve'ein bo karet. And if your thought is chutz lizmano, the wrong time, it's pigo v'chayavin alav karet. So now they want to derive from, he wants to derive from the Mishnah what? Notice, all these things are linked together. So he says, my lav haktara, dumi adahanach. Wouldn't you assume here, since haktara is in the list with all the others, that the laws about haktara would be exactly the same as the laws about kmitza? Dumi adahanach, ma hanach, bein la'echol, bein la'haktir, and even if your thought was la'haktir, the livona, which we saw in the Mishnah in Yugimel, af haktara, bein la'echol, bein la'haktir. Okay, so that's his proof from the Mishnah. He says, can't you just assume, since these four avodot are mentioned together, that what's true for one will be true for the other, right? Not exactly the greatest proof. Anyway, the Gemara rejects it and says, lo, hanach bein le'echol bein lahaktir, haktara le'echol in lahaktir lo. Right? Those are whether you eat, or whether you have a thought about eating, or whether you have a thought about burning. But when it comes to the burning, right, this is when we've seen hakadita v'hakadita. In other words, those, the first three relate to, you can have a thought about, I'm going to burn either the kmitza or the lavona in the wrong time, and that will make a pigul. But when you're actually burning it, the kmitza, only a thought about eating the shiraim is going to mess it up, not a thought about burning the lavona. That doesn't mess it up, and that would, you know, knock out this as a proof. So, haktara le'echol im, but not la'alaktir lo. Okay, that's, so we had the Charifei de Pumbedita, their radical, seemingly radical opinion. Then we had Rav, who tried to prove from the Mishnah, but gets knocked out. Now we're going to have the dissenting opinion. So comes Yativ Rav Menashe Bargada, Kameh de Abaye, V'yativ Ka'amar Mishmei de Rav Chista. Rav Menashe sits in front of Abaye, and he says in the name of Rav Chista, Ein Haktara Mefagelet Haktara. Against what the Charifei Pumbedita say, Haktara does not, if you have a pigul machshava while you're burning the kometz about the livona, that doesn't work. V'afilu l'Rabbi Meir, now he goes even farther, even according to Rabbi Meir, who says, Mifaglim b'chatzi matir, hanemile hechad achishe b'hu b'shiraim, de kometz matir didhu. Right? Now he says, even if you say, because remember, there's two issues here. So even if you resolve the chatzi matir issue, you still can't resolve that ein matir mevatel matir. When you say b'chatzi matir, that means if while you're doing the burning of the kmitza, which is only half the matir, because you have to actually burn the kmitza and the lavona in order to allow the shiraim. So if while you're burning the kmitza, you have an intent about the shiraim, Rabbi Meir will say, yeah, that's a chatzi matir, that doesn't bother us, that's okay. We can call that pigul. But if you're chishev b'matir, but if you're chishev in another matir and not in what that thing allows, but you're chishev on the lavona, that's not going to work. Okay, aval hacha dekomez lav matir de lavonu. It's only when your thought is about something that matirs something else, and you're thinking about the object that it matirs, the shiraim. Right, that's our classic case of pigul. But here, it's matir the lavona, which is not right. It's not matir the lavona. Your thought is about the lavona, but that's not what it's matir, and therefore it wouldn't be the case. Let's shut the window. Unless the window's open. Okay. So lo matir bagabe. So that wouldn't work. Amale Abaye, so Abaye says to Rav Menashe, when he says this in the name of Rav Chista, says, Ani Mary, answer me, Mishmei de Rav, did Rav Chista say this in the name of Rav or not? Amale In, he did say this in the name of Rav. Okay, this is just trying to go back and see where did Rav Chista learn this from? Yes, he learned it from Rav. So Amale In, and then we say, Itmar Nami, and it's further proof that he said this in the name of Rav, because it says, Am Rav Chista, Am Rav, Ein Haktara Mefagelet Haktara. Okay, so we now have these two approaches. Amar Rav Yaakov bar Idi Mishmei de Abaye, af ana nami tanina. Wait, so 1 minute. Let me just go back and explain a little better. So when Rav Menashe and Rav Chista say this, what they say is that when Chachamim said that when it comes to the komets, when you're doing the komets, right, we can have a machshava about the lavona and that will mess it up, because the Lavona and the Kmitza, we said, right, the Lavona and the Mincha were all in the same bowl. That's what we said. So you'd have to say here that that's not the reason why Chachamim say it. And according to them, the reason why Chachamim say that when you're doing the Kmitza and you have a machshava about the Lavona, it messes, it's called Pigul, but not when you're burning, is because very simply, the Kometz matirs us to burn the Lavona. But the burning of the kmitza doesn't allow us to burn the lavona, because remember we said you could burn the lavona first if you wanted. There's no order. And that's why Chachamim had their shita there. The Chachamim shita in Yugimel is something unique dafka to the kmitza, because the kmitza and even the putting the kmitza in the kli, all that has to happen before you can burn the lavona. And that's why machshava about the lavona in that stage would be mefagel. But at a later stage, when already the lavona is mutar lahaktir, and the burning of the kmitza is not matir, the burning of the lavona, that wouldn't work. So it would be two, according to this, there's two different reasons why Chachamim say. Either because it's hukba b'kli. Once it's hukba b'kli, then that should say this is all viewed as one unit, and that would help you even when you're burning it. And that's why Pupadita say, the Harifei Pupadita say that once it's hukba b'kli, the whole thing is viewed as one thing. It's not like a chatzi matir kaseh. And you can work that, and they're not viewed as, you know, matir would be mabata matir in this case. So there's two approaches to Chachamim, and that affects how you say it here. Amar Rav Yaakov bar Idi Mishmeda Abaye. So now Rav Yaakov bar Idi comes and says the name of Abaye. Again, we could provide a proof here. Af ananami tanina. We can provide a proof for, I forget now, but I'm assuming it's for Rav Mary, Rav Menashia, right? I just don't remember of him. I'll see when we get there also. But, okay, we're going to provide a proof for Rav Menashe, which is in the name of Rav Chis, in the name of Rav, from the Mishnah. Shachat echa min akvasim le'echol mimenu le'machar, hu pigul v'chavero kasher. If you shecht one of the kvasim of the kivsei atzeret with the intent to eat it tomorrow, so that's going to be pigul, but the other is kasher. Le'echol mechavero le'machar, but if while you're in one keves, you have an intent to eat the other keves tomorrow, shnehem ksherim, right? One has nothing to do with the other. We learned this, right? My taima, la mishum dekevan de la matir didhu lo matze mefagel bay. Isn't the reason here because they're both, right? One is the matir, the other's a matir, right? And therefore, since it's not, he's not matir the other item, right? One keves isn't matir the other keves. So therefore, you can't do pigul, which would be the exact same logic here. So they say, lo, that's not the case. Hatamhu de lo ikbi bechad mana. That's because they were never put together. The two kvasim are two separate units. You don't put them together in one kli, right? You don't stick a keves in a kli. Aval hacha de ikbi bechad mana ki chad damu. But you could say, if you took that mission as proof, that wouldn't work because you could distinguish between that case and our case. You could say there it wasn't because they were never put together in one kli, but here that they were put together in one kli, maybe you view them more closely as one unit and it would work. Amar Rav Hamnuna, now comes Rav Hamnuna. Similarly, he says, or similar along this topic, Ha milta avali Rabbi Chanina. Okay, like he made me swallow. What does that mean? If your rabbi made you swallow something, it means he made me learn it really well. Like I learned it really well from him, that it really sunk inside me. Vutkila li kikule talmude. And this is shakul li kimo, everything I learned. In other words, I really like this limud, this halacha. What was it? Hiktir komet lahaktir livona. Now there's a big girsa problem. Okay, whether you say en livona le'echol shiraim lemachar. In other words, either it's like this. You are maktir the komets with the intent lahaktir livona, and you are maktir the livona with the intent to eat the shiraim. That's not the Nusach Rashi takes. It's the Nusach the Rambam takes. Nusach Rashi takes is Hiktir Komet Lahaktir Levona Le'echol Shiraim Lemachar. In other words, you intended both. You were Maktir the Komets with the intent both to burn the Levona in the wrong time and also to eat the Shiraim in the wrong time. Pigul. Okay, so he says here, right, this is even if you hold like Rav, who says that generally a thought about the Lavona won't be Bafagia, in this case it's Pigul, because you had a Machshava both about the Shiraim and about the Lavona, or according to the Rambam, because when you did the burning of the Komets, you thought, I'm going to burn the Lavona, and when you burned the Lavona, you thought you were going to be Maktir the Shiraim. In other words, you did these, you kind of combined, it's almost there was some overlap of Machshavot here, because the Lavona ended up in both somehow. Okay. We'll try to stick with Rashi, who said that basically we're reading it as if you did both. You have both machshavot while you were maktir the komets. You thought, I'm going to burn the shiraim, I'm going to eat the shiraim in the wrong time, and I'm going to burn the lavona. Or either or. It's going to be a little confusing here. My kamashmalan. So now he says, what is he trying to teach us? Is he trying to teach us, like the Harifei Pupadita, that I haktara mefagelet haktara, if he wanted to teach us that haktara can be mefagelet haktara, like the Harifei Pupadita say, kamashmalan, if that's what he's trying to teach us, then lema, he should have just said simply, hiktir komets lachtir levona. He didn't need to bring the second case. And imefaglin b'chatzi matir, if he wanted to say, it would be a case of where you had hiktir komets lechol shiraim, and even though you only did it when you were maftir the komets, and you didn't do it with the other matir, and he wanted to say, right, that if that he holds like Rabbi Meir, mefaglin b'chatzi matir kamashmalan, lema hiktir komets lechol shiraim lemachar. If he wanted to say one or the other, he should have just brought one of the cases, and not that he thought about both cases. And each ravayu kamashman, and if he wanted to teach us both those halachas, then it should have said lema hiktir komets laktir levona vile echol shiraim lemachar with the vav. And the assumption here, and this is why this bit of a girsa problem, because this isn't the most greatest proof. There's a bit of an issue with this girsa, but what he means is if you had added the vav, you would have meant either this or this. Really, the vav here means or. Okay, it should have really been oh. That's why there's a bit of problem. Rashi, Rambam takes a different nusach. So it should have said this or this, and then you would have known both cases. But why did it say it sounding like you actually intended both machshavot? You have both machshavot, it was both cases combined. So Amrava Debra'ava, lo'olam kasavar ein haktara mefagelet haktara. Really, he thinks against the Harifei Pumbedita. He doesn't think that a thought about the comets while you're doing the burning of the Kmitza, and you're thinking about the Lavona, will work. You know, we'll call it Pigul. And he thinks, okay, he thinks against both these things. And you're not Mefagel B'chatzi Matir. But what's unique about this case, and here's where the Rambam's Girsa has more, I think is a better Girsa, that's why I brought you both, because since if you take the Rambam, it makes a lot more sense, because it's while you were doing the Haftarah of the Kmitza, you thought about burning the Lavona, and then while you were doing the Lavona, you thought about eating the Shiraim, so we can sort of combine all those things. You've merged everything together. According to Rashi, it's a little weaker because you had two thoughts, right? The assumption is since you thought about everything, then even though normally we wouldn't say it works, we're going to kind of use it as, right, it's weak. Rashi is a little weak here, why this would exactly work here. Tane Tane Kameder of Yitzchak Bar Abba. So now an Amora brings a Braita before of Yitzchak Bar Abba. Hiktir chometz lechol shiraim. If you're machter the chometz with the intent to eat the shiraim, ledivrei hakol pigul. Right? Everyone will agree that while you're machter the chometz lechol shiraim, that's pigul. So they say, what do you mean everyone will agree that's pigul? Vaha miflag plige. Isn't that chatzi matir? You know, what are you talking about? Ela'ema l'divrei hakol pasul. He meant to say, not l'divrei hakol pigul, he meant to say l'divrei hakol pasul, right? Notice there's a difference of a letter, pigul pasul. You could see maybe someone would get confused, right? It's pigul without karet, right? Because even that, you could say pasul means pigul without karet, so it's pigul, but there's no karet. He meant to say l'divrei hakol pasul, because even chachamim say in that case, right? Even though it's only a chatzi matir, chachamim still say it's pasul. So then they say, Valema, hareza pigul for Rabbi Meir. He, instead of fixing the Mishnah, the Braita that he brought, saying you made a mistake, instead of saying pasul, you said pigul, it really means pasul. Why don't you just say that instead of saying ledivrei hakol, it wasn't ledivrei hakol the Braita, it was only ledivrei Rabbi Meir, and it was pigul, because that's Rabbi Meir's shita. So now this is just a classic. If you're going to make a mistake, what kind of mistake is more likely you're going to make? Tana divrei hakol itnuye, pigul bepsul michlefle. Right? It's more unlikely you're going to say, instead of divrei hakol, you're going to say harezeh, you know, that was the mistake you made between harezeh plus pigul, which would have been, oh, then you could say it's just Rabbi Meir. But once you say ledivrei hakol, it's hard to say you really didn't mean ledivrei hakol. But pigul and pasul, you could see people mixing up. Hadronach komets et hamincha. We're now moving on to Perek Shlishi. Now that we get to a Mishnah that we've already seen, Hakometz et hamincha le'echol davar she'ein darko le'echol u'laktir davar she'ein darko lahaktir kasher. Rabbi Eliezer posel. We saw this machloka before. In general, we say the classic pigul is while you're, in our case, let's say a kmitza, you do the kmitza and you think I'm going to burn the kmitza in the wrong time, or I'm going to eat the shirayim in the wrong time. So shirayim get eaten, komet gets burned. So if you thought of haktara when it comes to the item that you're burning, or you thought of achila when it comes to what you're eating, so that's fine. But if you have a machshava about eating the komets, the kmitza, which you're not supposed to eat, or burning the shirayim, which you're not supposed to burn, that's not pigul. However, Rabbi Eliezer says, that's pigul without karet. We still consider it's disqualified. Okay? Lechol davar shedarko lechol, ulaktir davar shedarko laktir, pachot mikazayek kasher. If you say, I'm going to eat something, but it's less than a kezayit that you're planning to eat, that your machshav is about, then it's kasher. Le'echol, what, and then what combines? What if you say, le'echol kechatzi zayit, ulaktir kechatzi zayit? What if you have in mind, I'm going to burn a chatzi zayit of the kmitza in the wrong time, and I'm also going to eat a chatzi zayit of the shirayim in the wrong time, so if you have a whole shir of kezayit, does that work? No. That's not pigul, because kasher she'en achila v'aktara mitzrafim. You can't combine thoughts about eating and burning. Those are two separate things. Am Rav Asi, am Rav Yochanan. My time at Rabbi Lazar. What's his source? Why does he think that this is pasul? Okay. Am Arkra. And here we're going to see where we even get it from. We talked about always that it has to be, your thought has to be about an act of consumption. Consumption could either be burning or eating. And where does that come from? It comes from the double lashon in the pasuk. What does it say? Amar kra, im ha'achol ye'achel mi'besar zevach shlamav. Pigulhu, that's the pigul pasuk. Okay? Note the double lashon of ha'achol ye'achel. B'shte achilot ha'ketub b'daber. Achad achilat adam ve'achad achilat mizbeach. They say, one is the person eating it and one is the mizbeach eating it, which is the burning. Lomar lecha, k'shem shemechashvim ba'achilat adam, kach b'chashvim ba'achilat mizbeach. This is the first limud which everyone agrees to, which is, just like there's pigul about eating, there's also pigul about burning. U'kishem, and here goes his next jump, because it's double lashon, kishem shemechashvim me'achilat adam la'achilat adam, u'me'achilat mizbeach la'achilat mizbeach, kach mechashvim me'achilat adam la'mizbeach u'me'achilat mizbeach la'adam. You can have a thought about something that the mizbeach is supposed to eat and think that a person's going to eat it. That will be a pigul machshava, meaning you're going to, and I can't remember the order I said it, but you could have it in both ways, where you say, I'm going to burn something that generally gets eaten, or I'm going to eat something that generally gets burned. That will be pigul. My taima, midafkeinu rachmana lahaktara belashon achila. Okay, and how do we know this? Because if it really wanted to teach you the first thing, what would it have said? Ha'achal yaktir. Right, something it would have used lashon achtara. The fact that he uses lashon achila teaches you that haktara could also be referred to as achila, and the reverse then also, achila could also be referred to as haktara. So therefore, if you think I'm going to burn something that's supposed to be eaten or eat something that's supposed to be burned, that will be pigul. Now, we're going to have a problem with this. What's the problem? If he learns it directly from the pasuk, it should be d'oraita. If it's d'oraita, it shouldn't just be pasul, it should be pigul. So we'll get to that soon. Rabbanam, what do they say about this? Why don't they learn the same thing the way he learned it? Hai da'afki'inu rachmana b'lashon achila. What does that come to teach you? The fact that they use lashon achila? De'lo shna ki mechashe b'lashon achila lemizbeach, ve'lo shna ki mechashe b'lashon haktara lemizbeach. Okay, what does he say? Number one thing you can learn, he's going to say another thing in a minute, but let's explain this one. If you think while you're taking out the kmitza, you think while you're komets, you think I'm going to eat on the mizbeach, or you know, you use the lashon of eating when you mean eating on the mizbeach. And but you use, instead of the lashon of haktara, you use the lashon of achila. This, by the way, supports, again, the reading that you actually have to express it because, you know, how specific are we about your thoughts, right? Our thoughts aren't as specific. But if you're mechashev lashon achila for the mizbeach, that doesn't matter whether you say haktara or achila. If you mean haktara, you mean haktara. Okay? Inami, the second thing we learn is, since the lashon of achila generally, we have a shi'ur of achila. When it comes to burning, we don't necessarily have a shi'ur of burning. We don't talk about shi'urim when it comes to burning. So what do we learn here? Ma achila b'kezayit, af haktara b'kezayit. Okay? That just like we talk about lashon achila, you have to have an intent that you're going to burn a kezayit. The shear for your machshavav, how much you plan to burn, is going to be the same as your shear for how much you can eat. And that's why it says it, b'lashon achila. So we can learn both those things. Ula olam, achila de'orcha mashma. But achila really means achila, and not that you can interchange and say, I'm going to eat the komets, the kmitza, or I'm going to burn the shirayim. That won't work. Rabbi Eliezer, how does he retort? What's his comment back to Chachamim? Im kein lichtav rachmanim heachel heachol heachol. Inami im yeachel yeachel. In other words, it says im heachol yeachel. He says, if you really wanted to teach it what you wanted to teach it, it would have said the exact same word twice. The fact that it changes, right, it's from heachol to yeachel, right, there's two different words there. My heachol yeachel, shma mina tarte. We can infer from there two things then, okay, both what I want to, right, the two things I wanted to learn. Amrele Rabbi Zera le Rav Asi. V'itama de Rabbi Eliezer mishum hachihu. Karet nami l'chayev. So if you really learned it out from the pasuk, like I said before, you should get karet because it's midoraita. V'chitei ma'achinami. And if you want to say maybe he really does, just because he used the lashon pasal, but this goes back to when we learned Masechet Shabbat. Whenever it says patur, it means patur of alasur, right? And there's mutar, patur, and chayav, right? So chayav means you're really chayav. Patur means, well, it sounds only asur midorabana. Likewise, pasul here is only asur midorabana. But not every time it said that. If you remember, when we learned Shabbat, sometimes patur actually meant mutar, and they weren't so specific about, you know, only later, in a later time of the Amoraim, did they get very specific about, this term means this. But that was like later. In the earlier stages, in the time of the Mishnah, they weren't so careful. This one used that one used that lashon, patur could mean mutar, pasul could mean pigul. Okay?
We said that a lot in Pesach.
Yeah. We've seen this a lot of times. So now we're going to say the same thing here. So maybe you would say, Hachinami, maybe he really does think it's karet. V'ha, but you can't possibly say that, because v'ha, atu da'amrat mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, but if you want to say that, you're the one who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, v'mode Rabbi Eliezer she'en anush karet. Okay? Rabbi Eliezer doesn't think you get karet. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So, amralei, tenaihi, aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. It's actually a machloket tana'im, what he holds. And here we're going to prove it from a braita. Okay, we're going to show, because until now we've shown pasul, sounds like only midrabanan. But now we're going to show a braita that shows also midaraita. Detanya. If you shecht the animal with the intent that you're going to drink the blood tomorrow, now that's obviously something you're supposed to consume on the mizbeach, you're supposed to pour it on the mizbeach, and instead you're now talking about drinking it. Or laktir mi psara lemachar, or the opposite. Instead of eating the meat, you say, I'm going to burn the meat. Lechol mi imurav lemachar, also they're supposed to be burned, and you say you want to eat them. Kasher, v'Rabbi Eliezer posel. But if you say, lahaniach mi damo lemachar, if you say, I'm going to leave the blood over till tomorrow, meaning I'm not going to consume it. It's not a consumptive act, right? It's not an act of consumption. You say, I'm not going to do the presentations of the blood. I'm not going to pour the blood. Okay? So you say, I'm going to leave it till tomorrow, when what happens tomorrow, it becomes disqualified. So you have a thought to mess it up. Rabbi Yehuda posel. Okay? The first opinion we have is, Rabbi Yehuda says, this is pasul. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, the Tana, okay, but after Rabbi Eliezer, says, Af bizo Rabbi Eliezer posel v'chachamim machshirim. Okay? So Rabbi Yehuda says it's pasul. And Rabbi Elazar says that this case also Rabbi Elazar would be posel and Chachamim would be machshirim. They would have the same machloket. In the lahaniach midamo, it would be the exact same machloket as they have in terms of consuming. So first we have to understand this a little better. Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Daman, who does he hold like? Does he hold like Chachamim or does he hold like Rabbi Elazar when he says that it's posel? Ilema Aliba de Rabbanan hashtu mahatam de kamachashe belashon achila machshere Rabbanan hachalo kol shaken. It can't possibly be he thinks the chachamim would be posel in this case. Because if they're machshere in the case where you actually said the lashon of achila and aftara, then of course if you say lahaniach, of course they're going to say it's kasher. Ela Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. What he means is Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. So then, if you say that he's holding like Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim disagree, well, then there's no difference between him and Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar says also they disagree, right? Va'amar Rabbi Elazar, abvizot pasal, Rabbi Elazar posel v'chamim machshirim. So Rabbi Elazar, hainu Rabbi Yehuda. And the braita makes no sense. Elalav kareit ikabenayu. It must be that the distinction, and otherwise, there's basically no distinction between the two of them. It must be they differ about kareit. To Rabbi Yehuda savar, lahaniach psula ba'alma. If you say lahaniach, it's just pasul. Bahanach kare, I'm sorry, psula ba'alma, bahanach kare nami mechaive, you would be also chayev kare, va'ata Rabbi Elazar lemeimar, idi bi'idi pasul ve'embo kare. Okay? So we're going to suggest that maybe that's the root of their machloket. The Rabbi Yehuda says you get karet, and Rabbi Elazar thinks you don't get karet, and that proves that there's a machloket tana'im about whether or not Rabbi Elazar has karet or doesn't have karet. Okay? The Gemara now rejects this. We're going to stop here for today. We'll see tomorrow. But lo, the Gemara says, no. Dekule ama karet leka. This braita, you don't necessarily have to say that that's a machloket. Everyone agrees there's karet. And then we're going to say, v'hacha gimel machlokot b'davar. There's three distinct opinions in this whole braita. And tomorrow we're going to get into that and understand what the three approaches are. In which case, this doesn't prove anything about whether there's a machloket tana'im about karet. What they wanted to say is it seemed like from one place Rabbi Yochanan held that there was karet, and from another place he held there wasn't. And then I actually saw a weird footnote, which is that they claim that Rabbi Yochanan taught it one way this way and one way a different way to teach all his students that there's a machloket tana'im. Obviously, that's a bit odd. If he really wanted to teach his students, he would have said it explicitly and not at one point taught it one way and at one point taught it another way. So it's a bit of a pedagogical methodology whether that's the best way to teach students. There's a machloket. Right.